AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. California has surpassed 25,000 deaths from coronavirus. It's the third state to reach the number behind New York and Texas. In New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio has set an ambitious goal.
In the month of January 2021, we will vaccinate 1 million New Yorkers.
Nationally, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show the vaccine campaign is going slower than hoped.
There really has to be a lot more effort in the sense of resources for the locals, namely the states, the cities, the counties.
New Year's Eve celebrations are being muted by COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a look.
As the world rings in 2021, the normal New Year's celebrations will be few and far between, as officials warn against large celebrations due to the coronavirus pandemic. The annual New Year's Eve gatherings have been canceled from New York's Times Square to Sydney Harbor in Australia. On Wednesday, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti worried aloud about yet another surge of COVID-19 cases after the holidays.
We better not make New Year's another spike, because those are the things that are killing people.
Los Angeles County has now recorded more than 10,000 deaths from COVID-19. I'm Mike Gracia.
New police body cam footage shows multiple Columbus, Ohio police officers stood by for several minutes without offering any first aid to Andre Hill after he was shot by an officer last week. The 47-year-old black man later died. At one point, the footage shows two officers handcuffing Hill but offering no aid. Columbus's police chief says he was horrified by the lack of compassion shown in the videos. Stocks were reaching for more record highs as the closing bell approached on Wall Street. The S&P 500 appears on track for a gain of nearly 16% for the year. This is AP News. Last week's bomb blast in Nashville has many asking questions about service disruptions. Rita Foley has the story.
The Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville led to communications outages over hundreds of miles in the south. The explosion, which damaged a major AT&T network hub, interrupted service in at least four neighboring states, disrupting 911 call centers, hospitals, and flights out of the Nashville airport. It took days to restore services. Now, many are asking what the U.S. can do to prevent future disruptions from attack or natural disasters. Nashville area Congressman Jim Cooper wants Congress to look into how to reduce phone, TV, and internet vulnerability. I'm Rita Foley.
Lake Superior State University's list of banned words and phrases for 2021 is out. Topping it, COVID-19, social distancing, we're all in this together, and in these uncertain times. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.